cool that you're into this, man. I've been really thinking about getting my ham license. But I went back to school, and I'm going to finish my bachelor's. And then with all the stuff going on with Dad right now, I just kind of put things on hold. But this is definitely, it's fun. Like, I enjoy just every morning on my way into work, I just monitor and listen. There's a Troy repeater that's its own standalone repeater. And there's not as much chatter on that. Obviously, these network repeaters cover a lot more. But there's a good group of guys there, too, which if you ever come downstate and you're down in that area, that's a good repeater, too.
Yeah, I've got the truck set up with an antenna. I'm getting a radiodity little unit here, 20 watt, I was going to put in the truck, so have it programmed so when we do come down, at least I can hit the repeaters on the way through and be able to chat with everybody on the way.
Exactly. Like I said, when I went to burn camp, I just programmed all the what looked like bigger public repeaters that were like along my route, and I'm running Motorola CDM radios. I bought the software and everything to program them. And I just programmed it ahead of time. If you, next time you're down here, get a hold of me. These were the rock star radios of 20 years ago, but they're awesome for this. They're not face programmable, but they are a solid, clean radio.
That's what we need in the Ranger and stuff like that when we're out running around. Just something that's really solid and not, you know, bump a key and it changes it, or, you know, just something basic and it'll handle the abuse too.
Yeah, exactly. And that's these Motorola radios are rock solid. And the thing that I found is the biggest thing is the older firmware that will allow for the 25 hertz separation versus the narrow banding of the 12.5. Because if the radio has a new enough firmware, it won't let you do it without a key from Motorola. So I look for specific radios on eBay that are older that have the capability with the wideband key. You could talk in between the two, but it just, if you're on a 12.5 radio and it's 25, it sounds like just over-modulated and distorted. And if you're vice versa, if you're on 12.5, and you're listening at 25, it sounds faint and quiet.
Yeah, I'm really impressed for what I've got into these, and this radiodity one was only like $89. I've got 179 in my Retivas, but, you know, again, it's higher wattage. I need it to make sure I can get out there, but being up on the pole, it's just working out really well.
Oh, yeah, this is super cool. I've got a bunch of, I know, like, the ham guys really knock the Bofangs, but I have a bunch of handhelds. And Sean's got a couple. There's a couple here. I you know, and being on the Bob Clemens repeater at work, and it can easily hit the split repeater, which is a handheld here at the house. So, you know, it's an option to communicate when things get weird.
Yes, it is, and I'm actually looking at my ham license too. There's several guys up here that are really big into ham, and there's one that's got like a swap and shop thing that he does on Tuesday nights and stuff like that. So I'd like to get into it. I've got enough room for a good size antenna, and there's a ham repeater just up the road from me. I think I was looking at, so it'd be something to get into and pass the time when I'm buried in the snow up here.
Yeah, for sure. One of the things I would like to really do is get a better antenna on this repeater and get me better. I'm looking like a DB408 dipole antenna or a big station master. I'm not sure, but it's money. And quality costs money.
Yes, it does. Believe me. I know. I just got another antenna for my TV that I'm going to set up. It's a Mako D58, so I can reach out there a little bit, and I'm going to separate the two. put my GMRS antenna on one end of the house and set that Makel up on the other end, because I still got Grandpa's TV set up here and I've got it working, and that way I can sit and listen on the other end too.
Very cool, man. It was nice talking with you. Like I said, I was up on the roof. I had to get the ladder down and everything and get the leaves away from the house before it gets dark and it rains. We'll be in touch. This is WRWW601. I'll be clearing your final, Brian.
Sounds good, man. I'll let you get back at it, and I'll be sitting here monitoring. This is WSEU 445 monitoring.